651 on the Federal Drive with Tom Temin and Amy Morris. Federal News Radio, 1500 AM and all morning long. Federal News Radio is broadcasting live from AFSEA Bethesda's Energy and Environment IT Day. And Tom Temin is at the conference. He's joined by Steve Krause, the president of AFSEA Bethesda and corporate development officer at Sensio Consulting Group. Tom, good morning to you.
Good morning, Amy. Sounds great here from rainy Bethesda. I am with Steve Krause. And, Steve, why don't you tell us what's going on here today?
Sure. Well, what we've got here today is AFSEA Bethesda's Energy and the Environment IT Day. This is the second time that we've put on a day like this, and it's a full day of panel discussions and keynote talks from key government executives talking about various initiatives across agencies like the EPA, the Department of Energy, the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, and the way that IT plays a role in what the government is trying to do with the environment and in exploring new forms of energy.
So how does IT play a role? You plug in a computer, it works. What else can you do about it?
Yeah, well, you know, energy and the environment has been a major theme of the Obama administration since Obama took office 2 years ago. We've been following this very closely. And IT plays a huge role in everything from greening the IT supply chain to actually protecting the nation's energy infrastructure and beyond.
So who are some of the top speakers here today?
Well, we've got Malcolm Jackson, who's the CIO of the EPA, leading off the whole program. Our lunch keynote speaker is Stephen Leeds, who is the GSA's key executive on sustainability.
And that's been a big issue for GSA. They're really on a government-wide sustainability drive, huh?
Absolutely. The administrator there, Martha Johnson, has made sustainability a key priority for GSA, and it's a key priority for the administration.
So is there such a thing as green IT? We're getting back to that question. How can the CIO control how much power is used by the facilities that run the systems?
Absolutely. Well, it turns out that there's a variety of ways that, CIOs have control or can help influence the greening of the agency's performance. Technologies like virtualization and cloud computing play a huge role, and even some things that are a little bit more mundane, like just ensuring people turn off their lights and turn off their PCs, or using applications that essentially do that for them, all play a role in helping to do that.
And the other question coming up nowadays is the supply chain, that is to say, helping using the companies that you buy from as a federal agency to help get green, to help reduce the carbon footprint, whatever word you want to use.
Absolutely.
How can the buyer affect what goes on in the supply chain?
Absolutely. Well, green supply chain is, of course, a broader issue than just IT. And when Stephen Leeds talks here at the lunch keynote, he's going to be talking about President Obama's Executive Order 13514.
Oh, one of the great ones.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody's read that and has it memorized. But that essentially is an order that's forcing agencies to look at this issue. And GSA and a number of agencies are collecting all kinds of data to try to understand how their spend actually influences and impacts the environment. But I think one of the key things that agencies are also trying to figure out is once they collect all that data, what exactly do they do with it? The key thing is to be able to actually analyze that data, find the right patterns, and be able to develop useful and meaningful policies that, as you say, are going to influence not only the way the federal government buys, but then also the way that suppliers supply to the government, because, of course, the government is a huge purchaser in every market that it plays in.
We're speaking with Steve Krause. He's the Corporate Development Officer at Sensio Consulting Group and President of AFSEA Bethesda Chapter, a very active chapter, by the way. And so, in other words, it's the power of the purse, maybe, of the federal government that can drive the supply chain to find out ways to do things with less energy.
Absolutely. A lot of agencies are looking at it from this perspective, GSA included. They're looking at things like what impact can they actually have on the electric car and hybrid car market if they jump in and make purchasing decisions that way? What effect will that have on the entire economy?
And in your work, you find that that's really a priority for CIOs and agency managers, given everything else they have to worry about.
Yeah, well, Well, I think, you know, in today's budget environment, CIOs and agency managers are looking at things particularly from the perspective of how can they save money and how can they make the government more efficient. And it turns out that there are a lot of ways that you can draw a solid business case to using green technologies and greening the entire operation.
I guess that's what they'll find out today. Steve Krause, the president of AFSEA Bethesda, thanks for joining me.
Thank you.
And that's the interview. This is Tom Temin reporting live from AFSEA Bethesda Environment and IT Day. We'll be back with you later on with Nancy Gillis, the Director of Federal Supply Chain Emissions at the GSA.